So let's review. The Mishnah previously mentioned women whose status varies between their husbands and the Yavam. The Mishnah continues, Shnias Midivri Seifer. A Shnia is a woman who is one prohibited to marry Midrabanan. For example, his mother's mother. Her eligibility to her husband and the Yavam varies in three ways. Shnia Labal Vele Shnia Liyavam. If she was only a Shnia to her husband but not to the Yavam. For instance, if they did not share a mother, Asru Labal Mataras Liyavam. She's prohibited to her husband, but she's permitted to the Yavam. Shni Liyavam Vele Shni Labal. If she was only a Shnia to the Yavam but not to her husband, if they did not share a mother, Asru Liyavam Mataras Labal. She's prohibited to the Yavam, but she's permitted to her husband. Shni Lazeh Ulazeh. If she was a Shnia to both her husband and the Yavam, because they also shared a mother, Asru Lazeh Ulazeh. She's prohibited to both her husband and the Yavam. The remainder of the Mishnah, which discusses the halachas of a Shnia and Chibal Avan, is elaborated in the following braisa. Amala Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'chalitza L'Kohen Hedjit. An Amala married to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha V'chalitza married to a Kohen Hedjit, are Chibal Avan, prohibited midiraisa, and are liable to Malkus. He pesula uvlad the pasal. The wife and her child become pasal, disqualified to Kohuna. She becomes a Chalala, and her child is a Chal or Chalala. V'kaifin oisul ha'itzi, the husband is compelled to divorce her. However, the wife is still entitled to receive ksuba, peris, mezainois, belois. Since the marriage was illegitimate, he receives a knas, a penalty to pay the ksuba and return all the peris which he already received. Shnias midirbei seifrim, a shnia, for example, she married to her daughter's son, is only prohibited midirabanan. Therefore, he kasheru uvlada kasher. The wife and her child are kasher, eligible to kohuna. V'kaifenois lahaitzi. However, he is compelled to divorce her, and she does not receive ksuba peris mezainis blois. Since the marriage is legitimate, she receives the knas in that he does not pay the ksuba and the peris which he already received. Rav Shimon Elazar gives a reason for this distinction. Nemeima amra amala kohen gadol yesh la ksuba. Amala kohen gadol does receive a ksuba, v'mnei shehu pasal v'hi psula, kansu es ksuba. Since they're both pasal, disqualified to kahuna, he is pasul during the marriage, and she is psula forever, they will certainly divorce. Therefore, the ksuba obligation remains intact, and they must pay the ksuba. O memneima omer shnias mdei reseifim ein lehen ksuba, a shnia does not receive a ksuba, memnei shehu kasher v'hi kishera, kansu oisa ksuba. Since they are both kasher, eligible to kahuna, they will not divorce. Therefore, the chacham penalized her by avoiding his obligation for the ksuba. Rashi explains that if she does not have the security of the ksuba, she will seek a divorce. Rabbi gives another reason for this distinction. Halo deritaira, v'deritaira ein tzrichin chizik. An amala kohen gadol is prohibited midei raisa, and since there is no need to reinforce the deraisa, the ksuba remains intact. However, halo deritaifim, v'deritaifim tzrichin chizik. A shni is only prohibited midei rabbanan, and since the rabbanan needs reinforcement, the ksuba was voided. The braisa mentions another reason. Dove achar. Zehu margila. Being that the amala kohen gadol and her child both become pasul, she does not instigate the marriage. Since he encourages the marriage, he receives a knas that the ksuba remains intact. However, zuhi margila sai. Being that a shni and her son remain kosher, she encourages the marriage. Therefore, she receives a knas that the ksuba is voided. The Gemara says that this reason can be associated to both Reb Shimon Elazar and Rebbe. Reb Shimon Elazar uses hu margila, v'hi margila sai, as a reason. Matam omru hu pasul v'hi psula, konso esa ksuba. The reason the ksuba remains intact in the case of hu pasul v'hi psula is mepnei shehu margila, because only he encourages the marriage. Hu matam hu kasha v'hi kshera, konso esa ksuba. And the reason the ksuba is voided in the case of hu kasha v'hi kshera is mepnei shehi margila sai, because she encourages the marriage. Rebbe uses hu margila v'hi margila sai as a reason for chalutza, v'chalutza d'rabbanan v'isla ksuba, because the case of chalutza l'kohen hedjit is only prohibited mid'rabbanan, which are tzrichim chizik. If so, why does she receive a ksuba? Therefore, Rebbe says, kiven de pasula mid'rabbanan zehu margila. Being that a chalutza is psula mid'rabbanan, she does not instigate the marriage. Since he encourages the marriage, he receives a knas and the ksuba remains intact. The Gemara explains, "My ikka bein Rebbe l'Reb Shimon ben Elazar." These are the instances in which the reasons of Rebbe and Shimon ben Elazar vary. Mamzeres v'nesina li Yisrael ikibenayu. In the case of a mamzeres v'nesina married to Yisrael, The marriage is forbidden midiraisa, but she does not become possible because she is already psula. Manda midiraisa hana midiraisa. According to Rabbi, yesh leksuba, because the mamzeres from the sina arasa midiraisa. Manda amem neshu margila, according to Shimon Elazar, ain leksuba, because hahi margalalei. She encourages the marriage because the psula is not extensive because she is already impossible. Although her child becomes a mamzer, but since it can be rectified by him marrying a shifcha, and their child will not be a mamzer, she wants the marriage. This distinction does not coincide with Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Hari is eved a mamzer, that a child born to a mamzer and the shifcha is considered an eved and a mamzer, because she will not instigate the marriage, since the psula is extensive. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree that yesh lek suba. In the case of a man who was machzik rishasai, remarried his divorcee after she had married and divorced another man, the marriage is prohibited midday raisa, but she does not become pasul because she's already psula. Manda midday raisa hana midday raisa. According to Rabbi, yesh lek suba, because machzik rishas is also midday raisa. Umanda amam neshu margila hahi margalalei. According to Bishop Elazar, ain't like suba because she encourages the marriage, since she and her child do not become basal. This distinction does not coincide with Rabbi Kiva, who says, yesh mamzer mechiv alavin, a child born to chiv alavin is considered a mamzer, because hol loy margalalei, she will not instigate the marriage, since her child becomes basal. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree that yesh like suba. Ba'ula kohen gadol ekibinayu. In the case of a ba'ula married to a kohen gadol, the marriage is prohibited midday raisa, but since it is only an isra say, she and her child do not become pasul. Manda midday raisa hana midday raisa, according to Rabbi yesh lek suba, because a ba'ula is an isra midday raisa. Umanda amam neshu margila hahi margalalei, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, ain lek suba because she encourages the marriage, since she and her child do not become pasul. This distinction does not coincide with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says yesh chal mechiv asei, that a child born to a chiv asei is considered chal, and is pasul lekahuna because halei margalalei, she will not instigate the marriage since her child becomes pasul. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree that yesh lek suba. The Gemara gives two other similar cases: machzer safik seitasa ikibenayu, and isha seita vade ikibenayu, who are both asim midiraisa, but her children do not become pasul.